What's up? It's your man Chuck, and things are getting kind of crazy in Paradis. You got my co-host.
It's your girl Mikasa, swinging through windows, kicking niggas' heads off, you know. And you are listening to another episode of Black on Time.
Man, this week, was it me or did this episode feel like really short? Like it just felt like it zoomed by.
Yeah, it was you.
Oh,
I
man.
will say a lot of things happened in a short amount of time. So I can see why you possibly would think that, because it took me a lot more time to break down this episode. So I don't know. I feel like it was just a lot of things that happened in the episode.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot packed into a little, but kind of for me, in how it really only seemed like there were maybe two different scenes, really, maybe three, depending on how you want to look at
Yeah, I was
there. It just kind of all felt like it was just one big shot. Like, like in like actual movies and live action movies, how like they're like the camera doesn't. It doesn't like pan over to something else. Like it's just one continuous shot. Like that's how this episode felt to me today. Felt like really quick.
I was gonna say that I feel like that the episodes have been having a lot more things packed into those small sequences, like this episode. I think this episode was the shortest, like, three scenes, three basic parts of the episode. But I feel like with each episode, we've been getting more of that. And so it's really interesting to see, just because, just how we break down the episodes, we used to have a lot more different things. And it's like very, here. It was all over.
Right. It really feels like they're like, we're giving you meat and the potatoes. And if you want macaroni and cheese, go find another anime or go watch season one because this is what we're giving you. Like,
Very interesting how this is all leading up. We still haven't got anywhere close to getting to meet Aaron.
no, like Aaron has been, and this was really funny because it was like this during the beginning of the season too, but Aaron has been the most off-screen main character ever this season. Like I can't think of any other time where, or any other anime that I watched where the main character, like the main character, was just absent so much.
No, I was thinking because I'm like, I see anime that I watch where the main character is basically playing two main characters, Code Geass. But I agree, like, we literally have, not seen Aaron. And so when we do see him, it's gonna be very interesting, especially seeing how everyone's gonna react to seeing Aaron. So I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Especially because Aaron is still in that big monster form, So seeing how that's going to be received, seeing how everybody's going to react to that, and also seeing that through the rumbling cam whenever we get that.
Oh my God. You and this rumbling cam.
I mean, apparently I'm not the only one. Everybody wants a rumbling cam. Fly. Miss Azubito. Like everybody just wanna see what the rumbling looking like from the sky. So I mean, I think it's gonna be really interesting when we finally do get to see that.
I mean, it hopefully will be worthwhile, but I'm pretty sure like it's probably gonna come when we do see Aaron, and
Yeah.
when you get that rumbling cam and see everything from and how big Aaron is, and yeah, crazy.
But you want to get into the episode?
Yes. So we start out the episode with Maggie and Hanji surveying the dock, seeing what's going on. And so Hanji's very shocked that Flock acted so quickly. And I'm shocked too, And Maggot is and Maggot is wondering why they haven't destroyed the plane yet. And so they both acknowledge that, you know, they need to enact this plan. But something in the sky catches their attention. And so we see that this is Titan's steam. And so what?
Okay. Did you realize it was Titan's steam at first?
No, I did not until the episode kept going. And then when Phlox said something about the steam, I was like, oh, okay, okay. And then when I read the manga, it kind of made it more clear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anything else about the steam?
Oh, well, no, nah, I thought it was like a storm moving in or something at first.
No, but I was going to ask, actually, where is the steam? Like, is it because they're touching the water? Are they like just that hot that, you know, they're creating steam in the water?
I think it's your second one because they're so hot. Because you remember like how the Colossal Titan just gives off all this heat.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they started walking or whatever, they was all smoking and steaming. So I just kind of feel like their heat, also with them being in the water, kind of just combined, just made mm-hmm. this big steam cloud.
Mm, okay, because that's what I was wondering. I was like, maybe the water is what's creating the steam, but...
I had a question about the water.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you got all of these titans walking, and apparently they can walk. They're tall enough to walk across the ocean, right? Mm-hmm. And it's not like we know how deep the ocean is or anything. But, like, mm-hmm. shouldn't there be some type of water displacement? Like, wouldn't there be, like, tidal waves or something going on with all the, like, all of these giant titans walking through the water? But like,
you would think
there's nothing.
Yeah, because I mean, it's not like Aaron can control the water and freeze it over or something. So I don't know. It's very interesting because I'm just like, I was also thinking like when they get close to the shore, like, are they just stuck like a little kid under 5 feet water, or like how do they get back up to the land? I have questions, but I guess we're gonna have to see this shit in action.
Yeah, I got questions too.
But yeah, so we have the opening sequence back in action this week. And so after that, you know, the episode is named Traitor, and we see Annie talking to everyone and explaining that everybody needs to be killed. And you know, you see all the scouts, OG scouts look like, but are we gonna kill them though? No. And
for what?
And so, you know, Connie is like, hold on. And he's like, what? And you know, he look away like, damn, I ain't got nothing. And so Mikasa's like, well, you know, the Azumabitos, we don't need them to get caught up in this crossfire. And Annie's like, why should I care? And Peek's like, okay, Annie, you do need to care because we do need them, right? And then
Annie going just way too far.
But this is Annie's character though.
True. But like the whole, she's like, oh yeah, we don't give a fuck.
She's like, but why should we give a fuck?
I don't know. Like
she said, Valerie is only.
And I like Annie, and she has a point. But like, come on,
right? And so, you know, Peek's like, we do need them. And so, on Young Capone's like, yep, like I can fly the plane, but you know, it needs to be serviced by the mechanics and stuff. And so Reiner, he like, how long this gonna take? And Onya Kapon's like, I don't know. It just depends on the Azumabitos. And so Annie's like, okay. So y'all don't want me to kill the Yeagerists. And y'all want us to basically try to save enough time to have the engineers work on the plane while we getting slaughtered by the Yeagerists. And they just like, I mean. And so. I mean, and John's, he basically confirms, like, I mean, we don't want to kill them. Like, we've known them since they were cadets. And Amy asks him, like, you know, so what's your idea to save everybody? Since y'all know everything, well, tell me what we're going to do.
She asks Armin specifically. She's like, Mr. Big Brain, with your degrees and everything, what's up?
I mean, she said, you the one who, you cornered me, so you had that big plan. So I know you got another one to go sleep. And so Pete basically says that, you know, there isn't a plan. They either going to have to make the choice to do this and kill everybody or not. And so, and Hondra's like, no, we fighting, because she said that Flock had killed 4 people. And I'm like, who are the 4 people she's referring to? Because honestly, he's killed more than that. But I'm like, what 4 are you specifically talking about?
Flock that committed genocide by herself, damn.
Literally, like, them 30 scouts that got killed when Levi turned them into Titans, like, that was under Flock's hand. Like, Flock tried to kill Levi. Flock then killed these 2 people that's working with the Azuma Beetles. Like, he's killing people indiscriminately. He killed one of the Yelena's people back in the last episode. Like, just it's been more than 4. It's like, what 4 are you referring to? That was, you know, I was just like, oh, I mean, okay. And so, you know, she let everybody know that the Titans are moving faster than expected, and they've probably already reached Northeast Marley by now. And Magath is like pissed, and so he pushing on Yonkapon out the way just so he can get to Yelena. I'm like, oh, here he go making a show. And you know, he would push her in her face against the wall and put his foot on her arm, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, like, this guy is serious really fast. And so, you know, he's torturing Yelena at this point, and everyone's like, okay, it's time to chill. And so, you know, they like, this ain't the time to torture her right now. And so she was just like, I want to see how this all gonna go down, so please let me live. Because, and I'm just like, she just loves fucking with people at this point.
She
doesn't know anything. She just here for the fucking ride.
She ain't got, like, shit better to do on a Wednesday afternoon.
Exactly. She's like, since y'all dragged me out here, I'm just chilling, you know. And I mean, they are dragging her ass around and feeding her and shit. So, I mean, it's not the worst prisoner you could be. So,
see, before we get too deep into the torture scene and all of that, it was, and it went by really quickly. But you know, when Reiner got, like, started putting his 2 cents into the, well, no, not when Reiner started putting his 2 cents. Reiner had that flashback because Annie, during her whole, yeah, y'all guys don't have to come and kill all these people with us because we're murderers in our own right. And then Reiner had that flashback to when Aaron said that it turns out that he's just like him before he committed murder in the internment area. Like, I thought it was kind of, I don't know, because we know Reiner was going through a lot mentally at the time. But it was kind of just funny how it took that for Reiner to piece it together, that's what Aaron meant. Like, y'all are willing to just kill all these innocent people to achieve your goals. And Reiner never put that into that perspective or understood Aaron until this moment, when he done been through so much months later. Or yeah, like, it just kind of was dumbfounding to me that this. And
also, piggyback off what you're talking about, you know, how in this conversation, they're basically trying to decide on if they're going to slaughter everybody here or not. And so, you know, this is all kind of ties into each other. Like, you did this, so then we did this, and then now we got to do this so we can do this. And it's just like, you know, at the end, people are still dying at every step. And so it's very interesting, you know, the patterns that all go through this scene. So
yeah, it's kind of like the campfire over again, but like on a different level.
Definitely. So I mean, or like a precursor, the campfire is a precursor to this situation.
Yeah,
but But I mean, it's crazy because, like I said, this is the shit. This is shows where people die. Like, people don't die in Black Clover. People don't die in One Piece. But people die in Attack on Titan. Few and far between, though. Over 20 years.
There was one person that died in One Piece, and it changed my whole life. Okay. So I'm not going to spoil it for anybody that hasn't watched One Piece and doesn't know, but it was spoiled for me, and I almost gave up on the show. So people die in One Piece, and it's very emotional. It hurts. Okay.
The point I'm trying to make is people die very few and far between. But people die in Attack on Titan very indiscriminately. So it's just when you see people die, you're like, oh my goodness, like bang, 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 bang. People die everywhere. that's the point that I was trying to make. That doesn't happen. Like, that happens once every 10 years in One Piece. Like, not every episode. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know.
I'm sorry, but that took me there. I don't even like One Piece, damn it.
Okay. So, Mega, you know, is after his torture with Yelena and, you know, Hanji and Young Capone basically like, hey, bro, chill out. Mega starts, like, realize he looks up at Gabby climbing his wall. I don't know what the fuck they was doing. But,
shit.
They, you know, he looking and he's seeing what all the fuck is going on. And so he's like, Armin, Connie, Mikasa, John, you know, I'm sorry. You know, he tried to justify his actions. And like we said, you can't justify what you've done. And so, you know, he admits that. He said it was disgusting. And I'm glad that he had some humility to apologize to these people and told them that, you know, they're not at fault here. And then he apologized to his warriors. And, you know, he lets them know that this isn't their problem either. And I was happy that, you know, he's making amends with these people just because it was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And so Armin, you know, he basically just said, can you, you know, for this last time, basically kill these people and, you know, do it for the greater good. And hopefully you don't have to do this shit no more. And Armin was just like, I mean, I can't forget that I might have to kill these people. So, you know, I'm not. And McGath was just like, oh, okay then.
A kind of like a full circle moment in a lot of ways, because Magath has been involved and everybody's here worst moments, because he was overseeing the Titan program in a lot of ways. So he was the one that was sending the people over. He was in charge of all that mental anguish that Reiner and Annie were put through, that Gabby and Falco experienced, that Peak experienced. And then their victims, of course, who they're now friends with, he's directly responsible for that too. So I appreciated that moment for his character and how that all happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, after he finished apologizing, and we see some more of that steam cloud coming out, because when Hanji came down, she was like, oh yeah, they moved fast. I was kind of like, oh, okay, like they gave the explanation that we were looking for about the clouds. But that also took us to Flock's bitch ass, and he's like, look at all that steam. He's just like, I'm not sure if Flock is one of the best shit talkers in anime or he just likes hearing his voice, but he just be going in. And he's talking to Miss Azumito, because, like, you know, we closed out the last episode, him holding the gun over her, like, oh yeah, I'm about to fuck shit up. And he's just talking shit, like, yeah, the Titans are probably already on Marley. Hizuru's probably gonna get it too. like pretty soon, you don't need to worry about this stuff no more. Civilization is going to pretty much go away, and it's just going to be here. So you can focus on contributing over here and do what we say, or else like we're just going to keep killing your dudes. Like, because apparently they took all their engineers with them too to help operate the flying boat. And Miss Azumbito, she's like, I know that you think that you just got it all made, but if you keep this up, then there's change that you're talking about. Like, Paradis ain't gonna be safe because you still have maniacs like you, and the killing is just gonna keep on, and just it's gonna be cyclical. Like, you're gonna keep killing each other, and it's just all gonna be on this one little island, and y'all ain't gonna be all right. And Flock is like, that doesn't faze me. I was thinking about that too. But in thinking about that, I've also realized that it's very important to know where your place is in this world, no matter how small it is. And apparently Flock's place is killing everybody. So he was like, if we decide that we don't really need to go on the boats and go see flying and all that stuff, if we decide that it doesn't matter, then guess who ends up dying? Guess who doesn't know their place? And we'll just nip it in the bud. Like, we can just kill y'all and be done with it. We don't really need y'all. And Miss Azumbito, this is where she decides that her place is in being a badass, because you can kind of see it in her face. But then that's when Armin comes up, and that kind of threw me for a loop, because what? But Armin comes up riding on a horse, and apparently they're about to lie their way through it. That way nobody has to die. So he tells Flock that Reiner and Annie, or no, Reiner and the cart, because they don't know about Annie yet, that Reiner and the cart Titan are going south. They kill John, and I got the phone. And it's pretty much, we need to get to the flying boat. That way we can go stop them. Like, why aren't you doing anything about the cart? Like, you ain't. You just up here in this building. But then it's kind of like, when that happens, I'm kind of thinking, like, how would Armin have known that he was in that building specifically?
But they picked the worst two liars, but continue.
They really did, because they, as we see, they can't hold a face.
Oh my God. They well did better going in, sneak attacking and assassinating everybody sleeper style. Like,
yes. Oh my goodness. They were bad.
They really were.
So after all of that happens, they see the boat. So they pretty much just ride off, because Armin said, send out the mechanics. And how do you know that Azubito's mechanics are in there? Like, there's some holes in this. So he said, send out the mechanics. That way we can get the boat going. That way we can go stop the cart and the armor. And they pull up on a boat, and they see old friends, Daz and Sam. If you don't really remember them, they were more prominent in like season 1, 2. They really are. They're like 4th, 5th tier characters. They have like, you know, like how they're background characters, and then there are characters that are in the background. There are characters that are in the background. Like, I think they probably had like 2 lines before this whole exchange in the entire series. But they pull up and they see that it's rigged for explosives on the airboat, flying boat, the plane, or however you want to classify it. It's rigged with explosives, and Daz and Sammy are like, y'all stop. And Armin and Connie are like, wait, y'all about to blow this bitch up. Stop it, take it off. And that's when they're like, calm down. And Daz and Sam are like, we heard that y'all teamed up with Marley and y'all want to use a flying boat to stop the rumbling. And
how I'm like, do where did I hear that from?
Right.
Bruh, what?
Like, how do you know?
And Connie and Armin looking like, huh? And I'm like, oh my gosh, the worst poker faces.
They can't hold nobody's water.
Can't.
And it's funny because they're like, no, what? No, we would never.
You're not a traitor, are you?
Huh?
I said, they like, you're not a traitor, are you?
No, like, it is funny because they're giving this whole, like, oh yeah, we're Jaegerists too, wink, wink, type mm-hmm. of, because, like, and Daz and Samuel fall for it because they want to fall for it because they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
But they're pretty much having this whole discussion over the island would be screwed if Armin realizes that they failed.
Mm-hmm. And that was really crazy too, because, you know, he just like, I guess we can't avoid the bloodshed.
Yeah, that was kind of messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it was like, oh man, because honestly, I kind of start to see why you don't like Armin, because many of his plans don't be working the way that they're supposed to be working. At least ever since they cornered Annie, they just don't really be working like that. Like, he be thinking, but he don't be thinking on another level like they made it out to be originally. That man just read more books than everybody else. He wasn't really mm-hmm. smart, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
But after the gunshots, and we get the jump cut again, because they love doing that this season. It's just like a bunch of silence as Armin and Connie realize that they failed. And all of the people, all the Jaegers, kind of just everybody's listening and is trying to figure out what's up. And then because of those gunshots, we get cut back and we see Miss Azumbito as Flock hemmed up. Because she decided she's going to be a badass today. And the other two other Jaegers come in and they're like pointing their guns. And Flock's like, just kill her. Like, get her off me. Because Flock can't do nothing for herself. And that's when we see Mikasa coming, crashing through the window, beating asses. And she destroys survival tactics as a way out of it. And Flock takes his chance to get away with all the distraction. He announces that Mikasa and Armin and Connie are all on the opposite side and they're trying to stop them. So we should kill them. And that's when everything kind of starts going all haywire. The Jaegerist shoot thunder spears into the room where they used to be. We get the action explosion. With Mikasa flying down the stairs and Mikasa's just hopping into action. Like, how'd you feel about seeing you on screen doing all of that?
Well, Mikasa got knocked down the stairs by the explosion. But the Jaegerists really just don't know how to do anything besides throw weapons at things. It's just really sad because I don't even know. Do they even know what they're fighting for? And I guess they really don't care. But Mikasa, she just always whipping into action. I don't even know how she fights in close quarters like this, but she literally can do no wrong. Like, who knew that the ODM gear could just go inside buildings? But if Mikasa can do it, I guess no one can. But Mikasa, because she's just that girl.
Not even Levi?
Well, he's smaller than her, so he probably could too. A little petite prince. But after Mikasa, you know, got knocked down the stairs trying to save the Azumbitos, she and Maga, Hanji and John, they, you know, they all basically try to get down to the basement to protect them. And so you know, Flock is doing his, he's doing a lot of big thinking this episode. He's like, why are they going down to the basement? You know, they shouldn't, that's a dead end, essentially. You know, they wouldn't want to be down there. And then I think that's when Flock realized that obviously they have help with them. And so then we see Reiner, Annie, you know, coming to the defense. You know, they kind of blended in with the Jaegerists on their ODM gear. And then they let it loose and turn super titans. And so, you know, then we see this clip of Yelena and Levi and Falco and Gabby and Onyo Capone. And, you know, Yelena's basically saying, you know, you can't really take the violence out of these people. And she was like, isn't there right, Captain? And you see Levi, who has just basically just been staring the whole last few episodes. And, you know, not saying anything, but we always knew this was going to happen because, I mean, the violence is in these people at this point. It's just like our own history, like, I mean, racism in these people. So, I mean, it's really interesting seeing it. And so, you know, then we see Connie, you know, wrestling over this gun with Samuel and Armin. Armin. First of all, why do we have to see his mouth blown out like this?
That boy got lit up.
That really disturbed me, seeing him bleed out like that. And, you know, we have Daz over here trying to put the bomb back together. And it's, this is all just chaos at this point. And Connie, you know, fights back. And at this point, you realize that Armin, when he's getting back up and they have the gun pointed at his head, he's just standing there. And it's like, did he want to be shot in the head? Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did. I kind of feel like he didn't care. I think at one, and on one hand, he kind of felt like Daz wasn't going to do it. Because, like, you get that flashback with, is that Samuel or Daz, talking about somebody has to get their hands dirty, pretty much. And I kind of felt like...
I think that was Armin's memory of Bertolt. Bertolt was basically saying that somebody would have to get their hands dirty. I think that's what that was.
Yeah, shortly after they kicked it in the wall, right. Mm-hmm. Which was a dick move by Bertolt. But, yeah, there was a lot of interesting flashbacks. Mm-hmm. But I do think that Armin, in a sense, didn't really care if he got shot or not. Like, at that point, because blood had started to be spilled, like, I feel like Armin was like, fuck it. If I die.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was interesting that, you know, once Connie got the gun, he shot Daz. And I wasn't expecting that. And then, you know, him shooting Samuel as well. And then him screaming afterwards.
See?
Like, that was crazy to me.
Yeah, he was clearly in some pain.
Yes.
But my question is, like, and yeah, I mean, I guess Connie was on his grown man strength, but how did he get Samuel on his back anyway? Well, Samuel had a gun in his face. Like, that kind of, and I mean, we didn't get to see it, but I feel like that kind of speaks to just how conflicted Samuel was too, and what he had to do, because he just wasn't, like, even though he shot Armin with no problem. Also, I'm not sure how much of Armin's healing factor he knew, which, I mean, I figure he probably did to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I just really don't know how Connie was able to wrestle this gun from him and he had a gun in his face. Like, that just don't make sense. Like, it's not how it should happen. Like, he should have shot Connie too.
Yeah, well, yeah. A lot of decisions that have to be made in a short amount of time, especially against people who you actually know. Because I guess these people are like the cool kids. Like, you know, everybody knew them. And so, you know, Tristan knew how close they were to Aaron and stuff. So I'm sure just a lot to deal with, because if anything, he would have shot Armin in the head instead of shooting him in the jaw and the body and stuff. Like, he just hiding. Anything, you know, shoot for the head, but he didn't. And so I feel like it was just a lot of hesitancy. And, you know, those were that scene where Armin and Connie were looking like, oh, fuck, when they were like, oh, you guys, you know, we heard y'all are helping Marley. And, you know, that was the scene they chose to use in the preview from last week. And so it's interesting because this is not what I was expecting to happen by the end of the episode.
What were you expecting to happen by the end of that?
I don't know. It's like, you know how my brain is always refreshed every episode, because I'm just like, yeah, I read the manga last year. It's like, damn, I really must have blocked everything out, because damn, I wasn't ready.
Nah, this is actually from reading the manga last year. This is actually one of the things that I remembered. I didn't remember Armin getting shot, but like the whole having to get to the boat, like I remember that was the whole thing, you know? So that kind of did surprise me a little bit, but I don't know how I expected the episode to end, because like I said, the episode felt like it only had just begun when it ended. Like they were in like the thick of it.
To the thick of it.
And hearing Connie cry out, like that was just kind of harrowing.
Some things you just don't need subtitles for.
Yeah, but like the subtitles be funny sometimes. If there was a subtitle over Connie crying, it would have been like wailing out in anguish, pain, screaming or something like that. Didn't need that. But you want to get into the mock?
Yeah.
Did you notice any differences between chapter 128 and episode 26?
Not really. I feel like the manga made things clearer in the dialogue than the anime did. I feel like the anime kind of left some things like mysterious. And I feel like the manga was very like direct, like this is what's happening, this. It was very clear to follow along with. I don't know, maybe the anime had a little more level of confusion. But I guess this kind of puts you in the setting. I don't know.
Yeah, I kind of feel like the anime has been doing that a lot. Like they've been cutting things out. Like one of the things I noticed, like with the whole Miss Azumabicho scene, like in the manga, like we got to see her take the gun from Flock and get him all like an arm bar or whatnot. But like they just did the jump cut. Huh?
Weak. He's weak.
He is weak. And it's weak that we didn't get to see. But like they did the whole jump cut thing this time, which was kind of like,
was it 127?
What, this week?
Yeah. What, the manga episode?
No, the manga was 128.
Okay, I thought so. I can't remember. I read ahead.
Got you. But like, it was how far ahead did you read?
Just one more chapter. But I've also been reading another manga too, so.
Got you. But like that, so like the way that the anime has been cutting out scenes and whatnot has kind of been annoying a little bit for me.
It makes me think, are they putting this into a movie or something? Because why y'all playing with me?
Low key. Like, honestly, I'm not even sure, because like the last episode is supposed to be like the first week of April or something like that. Like, that means that they're giving us, what, pretty much two more episodes.
Is it two, three? Three more episodes, right?
Because they did, because the 27th, they're not doing an episode, because that's when they did the pushback, right? So that means we'll get next week, and then it got pushed back a week. So that means that means they got to be doing a movie or something like that.
Yeah. Unless they're going to rush it. I really hope they don't do that. Don't promise Neverland me.
Game of Thrones me.
Oh.
Food Wars me.
Hey. Okay. Point.
Like,
still, I love it, but they definitely could have expanded that last few seasons to a couple more.
It was like somebody
very rushed,
canceled, and they just like, oh, okay, let's just end it.
Yeah. It was.
But like, I don't know.
I'm interested to see what they're going to do. If they can make this go in four episodes, then I mean, but based on what I read last year, I don't think that's possible.
Me either. Like, unless they give us like 2-hour episodes or something, which I'm here for.
That's pushing it. I don't know any anime to do that.
Or like an hour long episode, so like the 22 minutes that we get.
Right.
Like,
it's really 19 when you take away the opening and the closing scene. But so do you have any other comparisons or differences?
Mainly just like the detail, and like in the manga, it was a lot clearer about how the characters felt. Like how conflicted they were. Like you could see like their tears and stuff like that. Like you could kind of see the looks on Daz and Samuel's face, or Connie's and Armin's, etc. But like just how much anguish was going into their decisions, is kind of more present in the manga than it is in the anime.
Well, it is 11 more chapters left. So
11?
Uh-huh.
Oh, there ain't no way they fit in the scene.
Yeah. So if they're doing one episode per chapter at this rate, I don't see how they're gonna be able to squeeze four more episodes for 11 chapters.
Season 5. The actual final season.
That'll be sick. AF.
Oh man. It really would. I think I might be upset with them if they did that.
A movie, okay, I get that. But another season, you're sick.
Honestly, if they do a movie, I'm going to be upset too.
I mean, yes. Especially if they say like 2024 or some shit like that.
Listen.
I was like, you know what?
We might have to fight.
Your shit doesn't just flat right like that. To make me wait 2 years.
It actually does, but I just
But yeah, so do you have an MVP of the week since we didn't have any surprises?
MVP. See, on my list, I got Connie up there for being man enough to do what had to be done.
Not man enough.
Like
the patriarchy.
Figure of speech. I have, because like with him snatching the gun and then taking out his friends, I get that. Connie was almost a background character. He almost was. So he was almost right there with Daz and Sam. And then I mean, in the beginning, like Connie was like, his shtick was he was dumb. And now we've seen his evolution as a character. Like Connie has had a hell of a character development arc, I think.
That doesn't mean he's a background character.
I mean, he started off as a background character.
He was just a secondary character.
Mikasa being a badass, like she's definitely on my list. Flock for actually using his brain.
Are you going to say who you going to do or just everybody?
I mean,
is it MVP or is this everybody get the MVP award?
Well, no, none of them actually, well, the actual person that gets my MVP award, like they get honorable mentions, but the actual person is actually, I think it's going to go to Armin. And I'm going to give Armin my MVP award because he came up with a plan to try to save everybody. And then, of course, there was like a backup plan. But it was really kind of sad to see him get shot. See him get lit up like that. To see how his thinking worked. Like, it was just all sad. So, oh, that sounds like a pity award. Fuck it. I'm going to just give it to Connie.
I really don't even want to do it anymore because you ruined it. So you literally made a mockery of the MVP award at this point.
I said, fuck it. We're not giving it to Armin. I'm giving it to Connie for the aforementioned reasons. Uh-huh. Yeah. Connie's my MVP.
Okay. Do you have any predictions for next week?
You don't got an MVP?
You ruined it. Like I said, let's move on.
So was it the mention of Armin?
No, it was the fact that you went down the list of people who you thought could potentially be an MVP for you to pick none of them. Then for you to go back and say, oh, let me do somebody who shouldn't be the MVP, but then I give them a pity award. Then let me go back to Connie. You're playing. I refuse to be
a piece
of this game. So
it was a thought process. I didn't have an answer until I thought it out. Like we
didn't discuss this before the show started.
Well, I mean, when put on the spot, it changed.
If you were the only one giving the MVP award, then your little speech would have been okay. But since I had to go, no, you fucked it up. Now, what's your prediction for next week?
My prediction for next week is that we finally get the rumbling cam.
Oh, goodness.
I know that's been my prediction. Oh, fuck. I actually know something that's probably going to happen next week. But we finally get the rumbling cam because, I've been waiting for it. It's been building up to it. Now we have the actual apparatus. So,
yeah. Did you even watch the previews?
I did not.
Okay. So, once again, your prediction is something you just pulled out of your head. Okay.
I mean,
gotcha. So, my prediction for next week is that we still ain't got rid of Flock yet. And I think that he's going to be a bigger issue next episode.
I agree. He probably will be because he's always a problem until he dies, which hopefully he does die. And so.
Okay. So.
Where can the people find you at?
You can find me on Twitter at PrimaYana, and you can find me on my other podcast called Kinda Complicated Podcast. And where can we find you?
I actually listened to, I put a couple of people on Kinda Complicated. I know Black women, and I was like, oh, this is kind of a cool podcast.
Don't I know it.
You can find me at Chuck_mate_. If you find me there, find me anywhere. And then you can find us, of course, here every Sunday or Monday after the show.
Or Tuesday.
Or Wednesday sometimes. But you can also find us at blackontitanaot@gmail.com. Definitely find us there too. Reach out, give us a shout.
And also, if you're a One Piece fan and you're caught up, whoa, what a freaking chapter this week. The game has been changed, guys.
I mean, it's only going to go on for another 10 years. So even if you're not caught up.
Okay. And you guys can rate us 5 stars.
Don't
please.
Be
and thank you.
Oh, man. Catch you next week.
Yes.